Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
Actually, I shouldn't have had such a jovial greeting. Quite a heavy one today. That was quite a desperate move on the part of Charlie family to dump a corpse at Old Mutual's offices in Kwadukuza. How long had they been waiting for the funeral policy to pay out?
It had been 4 days, Darren, by the time they did that. I put in a claim on the Monday afternoon around 3 o'clock, I'm told, by Old Mutual. But bear in mind that Old Mutual promises that within 48 hours. That is their promise, and that's what the Charlie family were told. The insurer says, you have to do this spin, that it does do that. It does keep its 48-hour promise in 99% of cases. They're doing an average of 18,000 funeral policy claims a month. That's just one company, Old Mutual. That's pretty scary all by itself. For this family, this particular family, which is desperately poor, in fact, they're paying the premium on that policy from a child grant, which is allowed if you... So the problem was not only a lack of payment, but being told... The only information they got day after day during that week was that last week that the claim had been escalated to head office for assessment, not why that had happened. So they sort of started thinking, well, maybe this was not going to be paid out at all, and certainly not how long that would take. So you can imagine this is a common mistake that companies make. So not giving customers enough information where things are not going according to plan, right? And it never ends, or seldom ends well. So the two women who were videoed carrying Professor Mchali's body into that office in Kwadukuza on Friday were his niece, Thandaza Mchali, who took out that policy, and his aunt, Ntombenhle Mhlongo. So they, as I said, we kept asking for updates through the week in that office that they must just borrow money to pay for the funeral. That was the last straw. So Denise Kandaza said, I saw fit to take the body to them while they were doing the assessment because that could have taken months. You see, they didn't know. There was no information. I thought it best for them to figure out where to put the body. That's what they told Times Live. So, 18,000 funeral policy claims is a lot of death for one company to deal with every month. But the employees are used to doing it in a very detached, clerical, document-driven, clean way. I imagine that a dead body in a passage was something new and very shocking for them.
It did the trick, right? It got processed after that.
They paid up super fast, but that story is actually quite complicated, that timeline.
Complicated?
I'll explain why in a little bit.
So we're talking about that shocking story of a woman or women who were so desperate for the payout of their funeral policy that they wanted to hold their funeral, obviously a funeral for their relative, but the body, they took the body and they dumped it at Old Mutual's branch in Kwadubega. But it worked. They took the body there, they put it in the passageway, and then the money came through like that, bada bing, bada boom.
Like a shot, yes. Well, about that, actually, Old Mutual says, and listen to this, by the time those two women carried their relative's body into that office, at Lisa and Charlie, they had already, Old Mutual had already paid the funeral policy. They say, Tabi Singhi, where he's Old Mutual's chief communications officer, told me last night that it was part of their set payment run that they do at certain times. It was marked for urgent clearing because of there'd been this delay. And it was already in motion in cyberspace or wherever when the woman arrived at the office with the body. But the SMS only reflected on the niece's phone, the beneficiaries, shortly afterwards. The money from Capitec, the money went into a Capitec account to say it there, which made them believe that Old Mutual was because they arrived at the branch with the body. That's what they say. And she says that's very unfortunate timing, and she's right. So that's
how that happened. But what
that's
now?
That's what Old Mutual says. What now is, well, the company has said that they were wrong. From the news, they're very, very sorry. They're going to go back and look at their systems to make sure that they don't put another family through that. So here's my shop talk part of the show, the shop talk advice for companies. Better communication always helps the problem by failing to tell them what the problem is. That family assessment, what does that mean? Are they going to pay? Is there a problem? Do they think there's fraud? What is the problem? And also, don't leave it open-ended as to when there's going to be a fix, when the money's going to come through, when that you're going to deliver the whatever. That's what created a category of complaints received by the long-term insurance ombudsman. A and it's growing every year. So last year, they made up funeral policy complaints, made up 41% of complaints, up from 37% in 2017 and 35% in 2016. So it's a bit of a worrying trend there.
Yeah.
Caroline De Silva of the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, the FSCA, which is the regulator for the industry, said in light of this case, the subcommittee that it set up last year to review the practices and underwriting and payment of claims, that was after the infamous Ganas claim. Do you remember that he was gunned down in his driveway and they didn't pay out his life cover claim to his wife because they said he didn't declare something to do with diabetes. He took out the policy.
Yes.
The KZN cases seem to be
highlighted,
shining the spotlight on a lot of issues in the industry. Anyway, so they set up a subcommittee after the Ganas case to review all these things, and I was told by Caroline De Silva last night that they are going to add the processing and timing and everything of funeral policy payouts to that subcommittee for investigation. She said, you know, that it is absolutely abhorrent that a customer could feel that desperate that they would go to those lengths. But she did warn, if you're looking on Twitter, you see a lot of people saying they're cancelling the old mutual policies and showing, you know, evidence of them doing it. She warned people against responding to this with a very emotional cancellation of policy. Yeah. So vote with your feet if you want to, but know that it will most likely have a very big negative impact on your life policy or your investment policy, because you might not have had a health condition 10 years ago when you took it out.
Yeah.
But now if you apply for a new one, once this whole...
with the pre-existing condition, it's going to be...
You're going to be paying more and having exclusions and all that sort of thing. So if you do, this is good to know, and I'll put the details on the blog. If you do have a problem with your insurance company over the payout of a funeral policy or anything else, bad service, report them to the FSCA, and they are the regulator, and they will do something.
All right. FSCA is who you talk to. And all the details are up on the website. You go to ecr.co.za and click on Consumer Watch. If you want to get a hold of Wendy, her Facebook is the best place. There's even an email option there. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Dan.
East Coast Breakfast.